Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My man JT the Brick has been working on behalf of Raider fans to bring them great coverage, the truth, for a really long time, and we're always happy to talk to him here on 95.7 The Game. What's going on, buddy? How are you? What is your big reaction from yesterday before we get into what I have for you? Just what do you have for me coming out of L.A.?
Well, I thought it was a massive day in the history of the NFL as a business. They got the guy Stan Kroenke to come in and fund what will be the biggest sports complex, biggest sports development in the history of North America, and he's going to fund it all. And the Rams were there before, and it made a lot of sense. And even though the fans in St. Louis had a pretty good proposal on the table, better than the proposal in Oakland, better than the proposal in San Diego, I feel for those fans in St. Louis that had their team ripped away. But even though the committee initially thought that the Carson deal, the six owners, would be good going forward, once they had that silent vote and everybody understood via Jerry Jones and McNair and the business guys that this was an offer they couldn't refuse for Kroenke, you knew that the Raiders and especially the Chargers were left on the outside looking in. I really believe that it was a worse day for the Chargers than the Raiders, because Dean Spanos had a scorched earth mentality. I was down there for the Raider game this year. There were more Raider fans than Charger fans. Charger fans waved goodbye at the end of the year. Dean Spanos has no interest at all in staying in San Diego. Now he's got to go back with his tail between his legs, try to do a deal there, and I don't think he's going to be able to get a deal done, and he probably goes to L.A. and becomes a tenant to Stan Kroenke in what will be the greatest stadium of our lifetime.
Well, and the deal is, he's got to be upset because he wanted to plant an orchard. You know, he and Mark Davis were going to plant their own orchard. Now all he gets is a bushel of apples, but he's still not dumb enough to come off that L.A. bite of the apple. And all the news today is that Dean Spanos will quickly acquiesce to be a tenant in Englewood and take the deal to get to L.A., which means the Raiders are kind of out of leverage because, you know, San Diego, if they're not going to build a stadium for the Chargers, they're not going to build a stadium. St. Louis has basically told the NFL, go pound sand. We're not going to be in your backyard anytime soon. And I don't believe San Antonio's overtures really sound that good to Mark. Does this leave the Raiders signing a one-year lease to play 2016 in Oakland?
Yeah, most likely. And I think Raider fans in Oakland and the Bay Area will be fine with that until more money can come into play. Remember, Mark Davis and the Raider organization had many plans and a backup plan if Carson got turned down. Everybody knew, Damon, that they were dealing with Stan Kroenke and his billions, and Mark Davis and Dean Spanos don't have that money together to be half of Stan Kroenke or even less. So there were backup plans all along for the silver and black. And if the Raiders have to stay there for another year, Mark Davis got on a plane last night with an additional $100 million. A lot of people are celebrating that point, but there's still so many more complex problems in Oakland than there is in San Diego. Let's go back to San Diego for a second. Dean Spanos doesn't share a stadium with a baseball team. Dean Spanos has two options, downtown in the Gas Lamp or in Mission Valley, both unbelievable spots. The Raiders, on the other hand, have inept politicians just like San Diego. The Raiders are dealing with Lou Wolf, who won't get out of the way with more money than the Raiders and build his own baseball stadium. And then, you know, I think the city of Oakland, Alameda's got to come to the table and give Mark Davis that land so then Mark Davis can go out and get more money. That's with an infusion of more investors. And I believe, Damon, and I'll say it on the record on your show, I'm going to say it on mine tonight, There's more money than the $100 million that's going to come eventually to Mark Davis. They got $100 million in the blink of an eye between 2 in the afternoon and 7 at night. That money can go from $100 million to $175 million to $200 million as soon as San Diego agrees to go to Los Angeles. So I think that the Raiders are now gathering more assets and trying in good faith to go back to Oakland and say, we have more money than the last time we met. We're open to other ways of bringing in more capital, but the city of Oakland's got to wake up. All the city of Oakland has to do is watch that mayor today in St. Louis. He had a press conference, he admitted he lost, and no one will ever talk about St. Louis football again. Oakland, the mayor, and the politicians don't want to see that happen. Mark's not coming back with his tail between his legs the way Dean Spanos is. Mark's been transparent. He's been talking to the fans and other owners. And I heard this off the record last night, that all the owners, especially Jerry Jones, when Mark left Houston last night, made it clear that they are there to help the Raiders long term. They're not going to forget the Raiders after Kroenke knocked that deal out of the park last night.
JT the Brick on 95.7 The Game. Let me tell you, they need more than $100 million if they're going to help the Raiders find their way, not just in Oakland, but really anywhere. Because if Mark Davis is a quick learner, the lesson that he just learned here is he isn't nearly stacked high enough to sit in this poker game by himself. He needs a bankroll. It's time for him to go and find an investor, whether it means giving up a little team control. If he wants to be a solvent NFL entity, he needs deeper pockets. We now know that.
Okay, a couple of quick things on this. I take it very personal, not from you, but people around the league who want to knock Mark Davis and his mom, who's the owner of the Raiders, for not being worth billions of dollars. There's nothing wrong with Mark Davis and the family being worth hundreds of millions of dollars and not having the money of the Kroenke family that's tied into Walmart.
Right, but that's now
these other billionaires.
Right, no, look, they're rich among us. They're rich among us, but that's NFL poor. If the Maras took the lay of the land and said, we need to bring in the Tishes so we can still sit at the big table, Mark needs to come to that conclusion too.
Yeah, and that'll be his decision, and Mark thought that out. Remember, Al Davis thought this out with Mark long before he passed away. Al Davis was not one of the richest owners in the NFL, nowhere near it, before he passed away, and he had a plan in place for his legacy and his son and the silver and black. So for those who are saying Mark isn't rich enough to own a team, no, Mark isn't rich enough to own the real estate, build the stadium, and finance it on his own. That's nothing to be ashamed about. Now, I believe that Mark Davis, along with the president, Mark Bedain, and the Raiders will try to put the best deal together to go back to the table with the city of Oakland. But Damon, you know this. The city of Oakland's got to do more. I'm not talking about them giving the Raiders free money, but there's ways around making sure the Raiders could work within the Coliseum Authority, with the land and the ability to work with them. They haven't brought a real deal to the table yet. It's time for both parties to negotiate and keep the Raiders in Oakland.
We can go on and on and on about this, and that is my biggest disappointment from yesterday, that this conversation remains in limbo, and it just goes on and on and on, and there's very little conclusion for the Raiders when we thought we were finally going to cross the finish line on this issue.
Well, wait a
second.
We
keep going about it, and that's good for my business. It's good for what I do for a living. I just want the Raider fans that I talk to every day to know that their investment of their time, their money, their energy, and their loyalty is not going to come back and slap them in the face.
Well, I don't think yesterday when you were preparing your show that you believed that deep down Dean Spanos and Mark Davis had a slam dunk in Carson and Kroenke was going to get left out with what is now obviously understood in a vote of 30-2 to be the better development and the better deal for the NFL and the billionaires long term. There's always been a backup plan, but it's more complicated in Oakland. What I find fascinating now, as we move this topic forward in radio, we know what happened in the past. What happens next? Lou Wolf and the A's got to do the right thing. The A's have got to find a way out of the Coliseum and build a state-of-the-art boutique small baseball stadium, and then let the Raiders come in there, build a stadium, not for billions of dollars, a smaller stadium with the Raiders Hall of Fame that will work with the Raider fans for the next 50 years. And if Mark's got to come up with more money, the NFL will give him more. He'll look for an infusion of investments, maybe with a partial owner, whatever's going to happen. But none of this conversation matters unless the politicians in Oakland, the ones who don't care about you, they don't care about the sports franchises, they don't care about the history of these teams, they get voted in and out of office every 4 years, and they come back looking for corporate jobs because they got voted out of office, they got to come to the table and say the Raiders are one of 32 NFL teams, and we got to treat them that way, the way they treat teams in Los Angeles, New York, and even bleeping Cleveland and Cincinnati, where those bad franchises that have been run into the ground have better facilities and a better stadium than the Silver and Black, a team that's been in 5 Super Bowls, won 3 of them, and have Hall of Famers up and down Canton. Oakland politicians need to step up, and I think the Raiders will meet them at the table for the Raider fans and get them the best deal possible.
Vote for JT the Brick. I swear to God, you could win mayor of Oakland right now if you put your hat in the ring with stump speeches like that. We got to get running, and I know you do too. You got a show that goes nationwide coming up at the top of the hour. Let's wrap up with this. What do you think of Hugh Jackson picking the Browns and how that relates to the Niners?
I think that's a really good job. I always liked Hugh when he was with the Raiders, and I think he really is an explosive offensive mind. He's going to stay in the division. He knows the personnel. He knows the opponents. It's just a really toxic run organization from top to bottom, bringing in Dee Podesta with sabermetrics and all that. It might be more complicated, but I think this is the best coach that they've had lined up for a long time, and I keep hearing Coughlin. I keep hearing Coughlin, and if Coughlin's interested in leaving his 11 grandkids back in New Jersey and going to San Francisco, how does Jed York not have the Coughlin deal signed tonight? How could Tom Coughlin come into the city of San Francisco a couple of weeks before the Super Bowl and them not introduce him at the Super Bowl as the new coach of the 49ers? Coming off Tom Sula, you can go to the great Tom Coughlin, and they're balking on that deal?
It's interesting. I mean, we hear Mike Shanahan's name is back on the table. Coughlin's stock goes up by the hour. And Chip Kelly's still out there twiddling his thumbs, wondering if anyone's interested in what he's got to sell. It's always interesting with the NFL, my friend, and you always make it better. Thanks an awful lot, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Take care, my friend. So long.
J.T. the Brick.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.